going?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Your house has shade, so even better over here.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the work we're doing up here in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I actually talked to one of your guys, Alex, yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
you're the DeRose family.
Huh?
You're the DeRose family?
No.
No? Oh. Okay, he's a technician you talked to.
Yeah, so he was at his house, his dad's house yesterday, but we talked to him, and so we're communicating with my sister and this neighbor to see if, you know, we're going to try to all get us to do it, like, at the same time, but, like, not, like, for any specific reason, but just so, like, you guys can do them all at the same time, but,
yeah.
We were also looking at a few different places, too, just to kind of see cheapest, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, but you guys are cheaper than the other place by far. Like,
are we really?
They're like $89
yeah.
every time they come.
Well, what did Alex quote you at?
Did
he give you a quote?
$75 For 12 months.
Okay. Yeah.
But, like, my husband's concern, well, not, it's not concern, like, is what he really liked about, have you heard of Tusa, Tusa? They're like Polynesian.
Not really, no.
Well,
sorry.
They like, when they first come and do like your, like, their first like visit, they pressure wash like the outside of your house, all the cobwebs, everything first. And my husband really liked that. Like,
yeah.
And like what he was wanting is like, how thorough, like, do you guys clean everything, like, before you spray? Because, like, that's, like, they really, like, are really thorough about that. Like, they clean all the, like, and Alex was saying that you guys use this, like, brush to kind of just brush them away and stuff. But, like, my husband, like, wants it, like, thoroughly cleaned before and then, like, and then you guys spray.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have a brush. Your home looks pretty clean, honestly.
Oh, it's because it's brand new.
I'm like, it can't be too old.
Well, like, there was tons of cobwebs and stuff, like the tunnel ones, like the, are those the wolves?
Yeah, those are the hobo spiders.
Yeah, like, so there was tons, like, through here. And so I, like, when I see them, I brush them away because, like, I'm trying to keep the freaking things
yeah,
away.
Yeah, for
but,
sure.
Like, they get in, like, through this, like, crevice right here really bad. And,
yeah.
But, like, there's, like, a black widow's nest, like, in our, like, in the basement,
oh,
like,
fun.
Window well.
Is it finished,
like,
downstairs?
No.
Okay.
But there's tons of, what? Oh, yeah. Another thing. Do you guys come back in 30 days, or do you guys wait, like, 3 months or whatever?
Good question.
Because this other place, they come back in 30 days because they're like, we spray and then we come back in 30 days to spray for all the eggs and everything.
I'll kind of explain it to you. So we come back on that initial visit, we'll get about 70 to 80% of the adults that are around the home. And after 30 days, we come back and get the pupa that are around. So, you know, like the egg cycle? We'll get the pupa that are hatching and we come back on the quarterly visit to get the eggs. The eggs can lay dormant for 7 to 9 months sometimes. And so we come, like you already knew, we come once a quarter, and that takes care of the eggs. And by taking care of those eggs, they don't get the spiders because those are predators eating the other insects. So spiders are tricky. They could take a couple treatments to get them. Like, they're not, if they don't get directly in the spray, spiders won't die because they can actually walk over products. So you have to make sure and get the food they're eating. Otherwise, you'd have to spray directly on every spider on the home. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Right.
So we do come back after 30 days to do the follow-up. The product's a little different than that 30-day follow-up. I don't know if Alex explained anything to you about the service on the foundation or anything.
No, not really.
No? So the reason we come back after 30 days is because on the initial treatment, we'll do a product all the way around the foundation that's invisible to bugs. They get on them and trace it back to their nest that are around the home. And then after that 30 days, we come back and use a product that is visible to bugs. So they get it on them and they die before they even get back to wherever they're going. So it protects your home, seals it up, so they're able to get back in.
Okay, and then, like, so, like, you guys do the outside and the inside, like, do you do both?
So, yeah, your home's new, we're not going to be spraying, like, all the baseboards. It's really not even necessary. What we would be doing on the inside
is, I would just want you to do, like, because, like, where we're finding a lot of the spiders is that there a lot of them are in between the insulation and the plastic.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, like, how do you get, like, do you guys, like, spray above it and below?
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that?
Can you show me where it's at?
Yeah.
Is it all right if I just come through?
Yeah, don't worry about taking
okay,
your shoes.
Okay, I was just going to take my shoes off.
No,
because, I mean,
don't worry.
It's brand new.
Yeah, no,
you're fine. What sounds best?
Can I come with you?
Yeah.
I want to go get a haircut, too.
Oh, I'm like, I was like, yeah, come on. And you're like, talking to him.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, it's okay. We're just gonna go down right here.
I thought it was a closet. Want me to shut the door?
No, you're good.
Okay. Oh, down here. It's in your basement. Okay.
Yeah, see, like, there was one right here.
Yeah.
It was huge. Like, look how big that sucker is.
What kind of spiders?
I don't know.
I think it's a... looks like a wolf spider.
So, like, there's a lot in... like, I killed some over there, like, behind the...
Is 345 good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, 345
so, kind of explain.
Okay.
So on the inside, we treat just underneath the sinks where the pipe was in the wall there, because insects get there and get into where there's moisture. They really love the plumbing fixtures.
Well, there's a leak, so like the contractors have to come back and fix that, because like if you can see over here, like it's wet underneath here, so they're like, see, there's like moisture.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to tear all this shit out and redo it because like it's wet, and I'm like, for one, I don't want it molding.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For sure.
But
yeah, and that they love those moisture areas. So we do that, and then where it's unfinished, like down here, we would spray around as well for the insects. And
so like you guys would kind of need this stuff like cleaned up.
I mean, if you
like
want us to do that area, we
Well, yeah, I would want you to like get back in there and stuff. So I mean, I could get it all into the middle.
Yeah.
And then you guys just do all around the edges, you know what I mean?
Yeah, do the edges and then like up here on top.
Yeah, and then like you guys do these. See, this is where the guy told me that there was a like in over, he said it was over in here that there was a black widow in there.
Who told you?
That Tessa guy. He just done like a quick like, walk around my house and
okay.
He's like, you have a black widow's nest in your bill right here.
Okay.
See, like, just, like,
where was
honestly, like, 3 days ago, I came and find, like, all these cobwebs, and, like, they're already coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was, like, big, though. Like, they had, like, it was, like, spread clear. Like, so, like, and I'll even come down, like, with the vacuum and vacuum up and stuff, and it was, like, cobwebs, like, within days come. But he was saying it's like over in here somewhere.
Wait, was it outside or inside?
Yeah, outside.
Okay.
Yeah, not inside.
Yeah, I can take a look in a sec. But yeah, we're treated on the windows as well. So the entry points up on the inside and outside. On the outside, it's all the windows, doors. Unfortunately, we don't do pressure washing. That would be a different, you know, it'd be a little bit different. We do clean up all the like the webs though. That is, we're including that for free right now. Like all around the eaves, around the doors.
Like, does
windows.
That like include like? Like, is this going to help, like, with bees and stuff or not?
Yeah, so, well, like, bees or wasps?
Like, wasps.
Okay.
Like, okay, because they're, like, bad, like, around here.
Yeah, if you want, you can show me an area. I can kind of...
Well, like, like, just for instance, like, I went out to my mailbox, and they were, like, underneath it, and, like,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, right now, I can throw the wasps in for free, since the truck's up here. We actually don't have spots left this afternoon, but tomorrow... we're going to be around as well. You said you had a couple neighbors that were going
to... Well, my sister definitely wants to do it too, but
uh-huh.
She, like, I just told her, like, her husband has a friend that he owns a business, and he's going to try to get a hold of him to see what he charged, and I told her that I'd shop around too, so, like, I've talked to you guys and that Tusa people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and, like, they were... like I said, they were $89 a visit, like, each time they came.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow, that's a lot. You know what I mean? But, so I talked to Alex yesterday, and he said that, you know, for the, it's like a 12-month deal. And I'm like, well, what do you, like, you guys give discounts if, like, we pay in full, like, if we pay it more at all up front? And he said he didn't know, like, if you guys did that or not.
Yeah. We don't do those discounts. We would ask, just ask you to pay. You don't have to pay up front. It's just after each visit. I could give you a discount if you guys decide to do it while my truck's up here in the area, though. Because normally, Alex told you, you know, up here in this area, since it's just a little bit different pricing normally, you're actually going to get a better deal than what most everyone's going to get. Because normally it's $89 up here for us, too. But, you know, since he already told you the $75, I would just keep it at that same price.
Okay.
If you guys decided to, I mean, if you had someone else do it as well, I could give you $20 off, too. So it'd be $20 less than $75 on one of your services.
Okay.
So, you know, you're actually getting a really good deal right now.
Yeah.
As far as it goes. Luckily, you ran into Alex.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to go read his ass now.
No, for sure.
No, all he would show you is paper. Like,
no,
he gave me an empty contract, and I just jotted down stuff, and he said it'd be $375 for the year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would definitely do the same. I'm not going to make it to pay $89. If I did, you wouldn't go with us anyway.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah. Not necessarily.
No.
But
he already quoted you at a $75, so I'd be true to that for sure.
Okay.
Just don't tell the neighbors around.
Well, I won't.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a better deal than you. No,
yeah.
I wouldn't. No, you don't want that conflict, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then
especially
it puts you guys on the spot, and then it puts me on the spot, and I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, so.
So we have spots tomorrow. I have a couple technicians up here. Today, like I said, it's full. Do you know McKean's down the road here? Well, I guess you kind of knew, but.
Well, I went to high school here.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
He's a football coach at the high school.
Oh, I know exactly where he's at. Yeah.
He lives with his mom, I think, now.
Yeah.
She's
so
older.
Is it just right here on court?
On court. Yep.
Yep, and there's like a big, like trailer, like huge, like.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah,
it's been there about 16 years, and that would never move it or anything.
Yeah, we know exactly who he is. So
yeah.
You guys are going there?
Yeah, he's seeing tons of stuff, like tons of spiders,
earwigs,
tons of wasps, earwigs.
Yeah, earwigs, ants. Ants are horrible here, and at my sister's house.
Yeah.
Like, we have had, I've had to go and get, like, little ant houses and, like, spray, because, like, they're really bad down here and up in my kitchen.
So yeah, the ants, we guarantee all the pests that we do, but you know, like the ants, we'll get it on them and take it back to the colony, get it on the workers, the queen, like all that product on the outside. And the same thing on the inside, we put underneath the sinks. They go to the sinks for moisture underneath in the plumbing. So get on them and take it back to the same thing, wherever they're coming from, get on all their buddies, and it just kills the whole colony. So, I mean, it works really well for all those, and once you get those insects, then the spiders aren't going to be around either.
Right, because that's what they're wanting.
Yeah, what are you doing? You have food, right? Like,
right.
Go to the neighbor's house.
Right, well, do you think that, like, I mean, I don't know, do you think it's, like, bad right now because of the construction, or is it just bad out here, like, just bad, like, this year, you know what
you
I
know,
mean? Like,
Grantsville is.
Because, like, the other guy said that, like, Grantsville is bad this year.
Yeah,
he was like, I have had more calls this year than he's ever had. He's like, I don't know what it is, but they're, like, people are calling because they said that, like, everybody's just calling with issues, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and so, you know, Grantsville is pretty bad this year, but, you know, construction kicks up bugs. They're stirring up, you know, get down in the earth and stirring up bugs, too, so. Could be a combination of both.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, I mean, are you guys going to be around in the morning tomorrow? Or is the afternoon better?
What is tomorrow? Thursday?
Tomorrow's, is it?
Thursday, yeah.
I don't know, all the days are the same.
I'm
tomorrow's
a stay-at-home
Thursday.
Mom, so I'm home all the time. Well, I mean, I go here and there sometimes, but not too stupid.
You think 11 in the morning would work for you?
It should.
Yeah. What was your last name?
Goff. Jeffs.
Goff?
I've been married 10 years, and I have not changed my last name. How rude is that?
Yeah, that is kind of rude.
My mother-in-law is like, that is so rude.
Well,
I'm just lazy, I guess.
Yeah,
but so my name, like legally, would be Goff, so.
Is that what you want me to put on here, then?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I think we're taking care of another Goff family up here. Let me just check. You know, well, I'm sure you know the Goffs, right?
Well, out here I should.
Yeah. I don't know where it was. Yeah, I don't know who it is, but it's not somewhere.
Do you know where they live?
Let's see. No, I didn't talk to them.
There's Corey and Brandy. Goth.
Oh, here it is.
What?
Yeah, Kittle.
Yeah, we did do another Goth family. I'd have to kind of look at that.
Yeah, Kittle.
What, sweetie? What? The web that's hanging? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if you ask them. You can ask someone you know. I mean, as well, like, do you know anyone else that's interested? Every person you refer, you can get $20 off. I mean, you can have the whole service for free.
Yeah.
If you know enough people, I guess. But, yeah, I'll check in just 1 second. What was the first name?
Mine or the family member?
Whichever.
Oh, what? Your like, mine to start it up? Oh, Crystal.
It's
C-R-I-S-T-A-L.
Okay. And what was your phone number?
801.
Okay.
414-1294.
Okay. Do you have a landline or like an alternate number at all?
Nope. Well, you can have my husband's.
Okay.
It's 435.
Okay.
840.
Okay.
3528.
It's kind of hard to remember sometimes.
I know. I'm like, what the hell is that?
And what was your email so I can send the information to